From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's army has deployed reinforcements to the occupied West Bank following President Donald Trump's decision Wednesday to officially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and begin the process of moving the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
Mr. Trump said he was acting on a U.S. law that directs the embassy be moved to Jerusalem, but insisted this doesn't change U.S. efforts to secure peace in the region.
I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
And Arab and Muslim leaders have warned the decision could inflame tensions and destroy efforts to reach a peace agreement.
That made me very sad, very angry.
We're here today, we're condemning the American President Donald Trump decision.
Two views coming from the West Bank, but Malcolm Hohenlein of the Conference of Presidents, a major American Jewish organization, said it was the right thing to do.
It doesn't preclude negotiations over the boundaries of Jerusalem or the future status of Jerusalem. In fact, maybe by putting down markers, we will encourage the parties to come because they know that the train is leaving the station and that they better be on board.
The Palestinian Islamist group Hamas Thursday called for a new uprising or intifada beginning Friday. A charity group warned Wednesday of a worsening humanitarian crisis in Democratic Republic of Congo, with nearly 2 million people this year having fled their homes due to insecurity. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Ulrika Blom said aid is severely underfunded.
Consequences, people are dying and people are getting sick.
The World Food Program warned that 500,000 people are now on half rations in troubled Kasai region because money is running low. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said he'll seek a new six-year term in March elections. Russia analyst Mark Edeley of the University of Melbourne said he will likely be reelected absent any serious opposition.
He stands for continuity and stability, and that's what they probably want to project at this stage. It's very unlikely that he would face any serious opposition.
The 65-year-old Mr. Putin, in power as either president or prime minister for 18 years, has led the country longer than any other leader since Joseph Stalin, and enjoys high approval ratings. Mr. Putin Wednesday said Russia will not prevent its athletes from taking part in the 2018 Winter Olympics, a day after the International Olympic Committee banned the Russian team from the Games over doping allegations. Speaking at an auto plant, the Russian leader said there will be no blockade. The IOC said individual Russians who are drug tested and cleared may still compete as an Olympic athlete from Russia. The Russian leader also proclaimed Wednesday that the Islamic State insurgency has suffered a complete defeat in eastern Syria, a result of uncoordinated attacks from Russian-backed government forces and U.S.-backed rebels. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said up to 24 civilians were killed by Russian airstrikes east of the Euphrates River in Deir el-Zor province. North Korea's foreign ministry late Wednesday warned joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises underway this week, as well as ongoing U.S. threats, make the outbreak of war an established fact. The spokesman said the remaining question now is, when will war break out? It's just one more bluster, said Korea analyst Sung-Yun Lee of Tufts University.
Every time the U.S. comes up with a new sanctions policy toward North Korea, every time the U.N. passes a security resolution against North Korea, every time a South Korean NGO dares to criticize North Korea's human rights, North Korea says this is an act of war. We are on the brink of war.
China once again called for restraint. UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman met Thursday in Pyongyang with North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Hong-yo. The highest-ranking UN visit in 6 years continues. French President Emmanuel Macron visited Algeria Wednesday, a former colony, saying he came as a friend and appealed to Algerians to look to the future, not on the past, including the French brutal independence war that killed hundreds of thousands. Mr. Macron described French colonial rule as a crime against humanity, but stopped short of an apology. U.S. stocks were little changed in Wednesday trading following release of data showing slower job growth for November. Energy shares were hit by news that oil prices have plunged to a two-year low. Oil futures trading at about $60 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.